RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
There have been a lot of stories we have talked about over the last 2 months in the NFL. Stories that are being written about in terms of what is next for the Giants and Jets.
Yes.
More so, I saw a back page cover today on Newsday on Long Island, getting on the train today, and it had a picture of Joe Burrow with kind of the message of, like, the Giants and Jets, I think it was Tom Rock that did the piece,
yep,
both need to do whatever it takes to get Joe Burrow here. And it clicked with me, Tiki. Before we end 2025 and turn the page to 2026, we know Evan is going to come in here, and we're going, the three of us are going to be doing these shows in the new year, in the midday, and we're going to discuss a lot of this. So I want to play a simple game with you. Real or no real?
Okay.
What will actually be worth talking about, and what is just fodder because we like to have fun?
Nice.
I'm going to give you a name, and I'm going to give you two teams, the Giants or Jets, and you're going to tell me this is a realistic possibility this offseason, or it's really not, and it's not worth talking about. Okay?
Got it.
Couple names. Here we go. I don't really have imaging. We're flying by the seat of our pants. Jalen Hurts. Real or no real?
Not real.
Not real.
Meaning, coming to one of these teams.
Yes.
Most likely the Jets.
Could they either of these guys be with the Jets or Giants?
I don't see that. Because, look, Jalen Hurts is having an off year, so to speak, from his unbelievable season last year where they led them to a Super Bowl championship. And I know that people are extraordinarily excited, maybe a little prematurely excited about Tanner McKee.
Yes.
Who is their backup quarterback.
Stanford.
Played at Stanford. Missed the first couple years of his seasons at Stanford because he went on a mission to Portugal. He's Mormon. He's big as hell. 6'6", 250, smart, athletic, perfect ball placement, everything that he does. In fact, if I was a Philadelphia Eagles fan, I'd want him to be, Tanner McKee to be my quarterback.
They did not listen to trade offers on him in the offseason.
They did not, because they think he might be their future. Now, he fell in a draft because he went to Stanford. They were good. He goes on his mission, comes back. They suck.
Yeah.
And so he had it's just an average last season that he put Stanford. But you saw him play last year against the Giants.
Yes, the last week of the year.
Last week of the year. And he's just a good developmental prospect. And I think at some point he will be the Eagles quarterback. It's not next year.
Not next year. So even with the Eagles' offensive woes, if they lose in the wild card round, you think Hurts is back?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Real or not real? Mike Tomlin is a head coach for one of these teams.
Not real. I think Mike Tomlin wins this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens and once again gets into the postseason. 10 wins. Another, 19 in a row? Non-losing seasons.
Insane.
I think he gets into the postseason, and maybe Aaron Rodgers has some magic. So I'm going to say that's not real.
So Mike Tomlin, not real. Get out of your heads. All right.
Yes.
I got three more left for you. Now you set yourself up. You backed yourself in a corner. You said you think Mike Tomlin's winning Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh, real or not real?
This is real. This is real. We had a caller call who is a Baltimore Ravens fan. I think he's local down there, or at least has connections down there. And the conversations that we have about guys have run their course. Tom Thibodeau has run his course, of thing. That's what they're having about John Harbaugh now. It's the same thing that happens in Pittsburgh. It's starting to happen in Baltimore with John Harbaugh.
And
if they miss out and this particularly bad, ugly game against the Steelers this week, I could see the Ravens moving on, which means John Harbaugh, who when he was asked this question 2 weeks ago, basically said, I'm either going to be coaching here or I'm coaching someplace else.
Remember, he's 63 years old. For those of you who do the old, hey, a coach maybe takes a year off, Harbaugh, based on that age, is not really somebody that probably would take a year
off. No, and he said he wouldn't.
Right. He's a coach through and through. All right, right. So no on Jalen Hurts, Jets fans. No on Tomlin, Jets or Giants fans. But Tiki believes the Harbaugh chatter is real.
I do.
I got two more names for you.
Go ahead.
Real or not real? And I think both would pertain more to the Jets and the Giants. You mentioned Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson.
It should be, but it won't be.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm going to lean real here, you hear Harbaugh speak yesterday. If Lamar Jackson does not play in this winning in game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, this will be like the second time in 4 years he missed the game at the end of the winning in where the Ravens got extremely frustrated. Yeah. And you know, Tiki, you
and
talked
it's a back. It's not like he's got like a knee injury or
something. No, not talking about an ACL. It's a back injury. Yes. And you've talked about the toughness of players. That's going to sour a lot of people.
But I don't. It's weird because a couple of years ago, I could see why he's not going to play through injury because he hasn't signed a contract.
Right. That's true. That was what that was.
He was
right.
Waiting for a contract. Now, now he's got his. He got paid, and so I don't. I think he plays in this game. I just don't know how well he's going to play because he hasn't been very good this year.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And that was something when we pressed Evan on it a few weeks ago. About why he wouldn't be interested in Lamar. He brought up the injuries and his throwing of the football. But, okay, so you're going to call it not real, but it should be.
Yes.
Okay. Now, last but not least, because of Newsday today, Joe Burrow. If they remember, he had those comments a couple weeks ago where it sounded very weird about the love of football and all this other stuff.
And he said it was about other stuff and other things going on. It wasn't necessarily about hating Cincinnati and wanting to leave and tired of Zach Taylor and all those other things. He said it was other things, but you said what you said, and we heard it.
So is it real or not real?
I think this is real.
Okay, so we got two and three. So Joe Burrow real. Now.
But I think this feels like a trade thing.
Who's got assets?
The Jets. And so one of the things we keep talking about is, what does this draft look like? Everybody's focused on Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore, both of whom could stay or whatever, just not be really those guys. But you have to explore the other avenues. And if Joe Burrow is disgruntled, now we have a little tiny inkling of it. It's not real, but there's a little tiny inkling of it. If he's disgruntled, you absolutely have to approach them and say, we'll give you two first-round picks. We'll give you something, whatever it is you need. If Joe Burrow could become a Jet quarterback, you don't even think twice about it.
All right. Now, Harbaugh you called real, Burrow would be called real. I'm going to get into dreamland for you here, okay? In the dream scenario where by the draft, John Harbaugh is the Giants head coach and Joe Burrow is the Jets quarterback. Let's just walk with me to heaven.
The Jets don't have as many assets anymore because they have now traded whatever picks. They have five in the next first round picks in the next 2 years. Some of those are gone.
Okay, obviously.
Two or maybe three.
Are one, both, or neither playing in the postseason next year? A Burrow-led Jet team and a John Harbaugh, Jackson Dart Giant team.
They would have to get so much better.
I know they would, but you're talking about big changes at quarterback and coach.
I'm going to say one.
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 Now, are you going to make me press you and ask you which one?
It'd be the Giants.
Okay, you think the Giants would Harbaugh and Dart
go next
year?
I think the Giants with a quarterback, and if he keeps growing and he keeps feeling good, scats back, run game is good. Tyrone Tracy, offensive line gets settled. Defense gets a defensive coordinator who knows how to design unblocked pressures as opposed to the nonsense that we saw for 16 weeks this year. I think this Giant team, and they have Brian Burns and Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau healthy. Dexter Lawrence may be remotivated and in shape. I feel like this Giants team could be pretty good, especially if you draft a corner or an impact defensive player.
How about a linebacker that could tackle?
Right, something like that. I think the Giants have the potential. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they have the potential to be one of those, we sucked and now we're pretty good.
Well, thank you. You know who else was bald? The host of Deal or No Deal, Howie Mandel. We're both bald, so this was real or not real.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Our first edition. So when Evan returns and he brings up Mike Tomlin, we tell him, nope, we've already played that game, yep. Not real. Jalen Hurts, nope, we already played that game. But Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry, Harbaugh and Burrow, worth the conversation.
Burrow is definitely worth the conversation.
That
one needs to be explored.
Yeah, I mean, we're and talking about Joe freaking Burrow.
I know. If he's really unhappy and wants to get out, all day. I'm calling every day of the offseason if I'm the Jets.
You know what would really suck? If the Burrow deal happens to another team with two first-round picks, the Rams.
Oh, God.
Do they need that? How unfair
by the way,
would that be?
That's something the Rams would do.
Yep. Of course they would. They already worked for them one time.
Yeah.
Oh, that would bother
them. Who is it? Snead? Still Les Snead?
It's got to be, right? I don't think Les Snead left, did he?
He shouldn't have.
No.
I mean, he definitely didn't get fired.
No, but that would be him stepping away on his own.
Yeah, it is still him. Les God. Snead.
I think I just cracked it, by the way. He's dead. Burrow's definitely going to be a Ram, isn't he?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.